This is the Resilience Podcast 602, and I'm Cecil Ledesma. It's Tuesday, May 23rd. What catches your attention these days? Can sound like a loaded question, but what exactly catches your attention these days? The war in Ukraine? That's a tragedy that has captured the attention of the entire world. I'm deeply saddened by the loss of life and suffering caused by that war. I certainly hope that a peaceful resolution can be found soon. The climate crisis, that's a serious threat to our planet and our way of life. I'm concerned about the impact that climate change will have on future generations. This has my attention. The rise of artificial intelligence. AI is a rapidly developing technology that has the potential to change our world in more ways possible. I'm excited about the potential benefits, but I'm also deeply concerned about the risks. This has my attention. The ongoing pandemic. Yes, believe it or not, the ongoing pandemic. COVID-19 has had a profound impact on our lives. This continues to have my attention. The ongoing political polarization in the United States. The political polarization in this country is a serious threat to our democracy. I am concerned about the growing divide between the two major political parties. Yes, this has my attention. So, consider what catches your attention. My guess is that these things and a million other everyday things in your life do not get your attention. Do you notice the beat of your heart, the comfort of a hot shower, or the milk in the fridge? They won't be appreciated if you don't pay attention to them. When did you last tell yourself, "Thank God my heart is beating"? Did you write a thank you note to your neighborhood power company after your last hot shower? I didn't. I'm guilty as charged. It's unlikely that you thanked your family's breadwinner the last time you added milk to your cereal. We would be miserable without the things that are so crucial to our existence. So why aren't we grateful for them? However, as long as we have them, we barely pay attention. Let's go back in time a little bit. Imagine the year is 1945. For 6 years, you were incarcerated in an Auschwitz concentration camp. You never had a hot shower, a meal that didn't leave you hungry, and a week where your life wasn't hanging in the balance during that time. After that, you are freed when the Russians and Americans march in. I don't think there's any doubt that you'd feel enormous gratitude and that your hosts would feel deeply appreciated. Can you imagine taking your first hot shower? What would you be thinking? What would you say to the person who served you your first home-cooked meal? Do you think they'd feel appreciated? Would you find ways to express your gratitude? It's when we're the object of unusual kindness that makes us feel grateful. I don't mean extraordinary. When I use the word unusual, I mean not usual, uncommon, or infrequent. But when occurrences become the norm, our gratitude falls asleep. Because of the way human nature works, frequency and appreciation have an insatiable relationship. Whatever it is, the more you receive it, the more you come to expect it, and the less likely you are to enjoy it. No matter how important it is, it doesn't matter. A prime example is the beat of your own heart. Nothing is more important in your life. Nothing, however, happens more frequently. There's probably nothing else you take for granted more.
Hey, I'll see you next time, and thank you so much for tuning in. That about wraps it up. But before you jump off, two quick things, actually, three. One, I've always wanted to author the conversation on resilience and mental health, because as a very proud Navy father, these topics affect me personally. And as you go about your day, be sensitive and be kind always, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you probably know nothing about. Your life is a gift, and it's precious to me. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. And I'm not quite sure how you landed on this podcast. It doesn't matter to me. The fact that we're all in this together and that we can have a conversation is amazing. I feel very honored to be in your ears right now, and that you spend a portion of your morning, noon, or night with me. And whether this is the first podcast you've listened to or you've been a loyal listener, I just want to say thank you. And last, please, I would be honored if you checked out my website at cecilledesma.com. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. You can follow me on Twitter at Cecil Ledesma. Peace.